And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo!
This one here is going to be a doozy. I know that because, well, first of all, it's from my friend Richard. And I say, Richard, thank you so much for sending in a question, because I know there's got a lot going on, got a lot on your plate here. And it says here, Dear Philo, well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate the sentiment. Dear Philo, why did you not attend Miskatonic University instead of where you went? And he kind of gave me kind of this thing, kind of friendly ribbon about the name of the place where I went, but it's not real accurate. And I can understand why, but you know, I gotta admit right here, Richard, I kind of detect the delicate hand of parochialism in the message here, not only the contents, but also the fact that it does appear that you wrote it in human blood. Well, I'm assuming it's human blood. I haven't gone to the trouble of checking, but it's awful smeary. And I gotta tell you, just remember this, folks out there. If you're gonna be writing any kind of letter, threatening or otherwise, in blood, you're gonna have to mix in some kind of a fixative, or at least apply a fixative spray to it. You gotta treat it like it's a charcoal drawing. Otherwise, it's gonna get real smeary if you send it somewhere. Not to mention drippy and probably a couple other words that end in Y, but we're not gonna get into that right now. But now you gotta just get back to Richard's actual question here, Richard, because I know you're asking me this because you think it's going to make for a good podcast episode, and not because, you know, you're trying to razz me about my more regional education. But I did, in fact, study at the Lower Southeastern Arcane and Metaphysical Tech, and down here in at the LSANMT, we have ourselves a two-year correspondence degree in the dark arts, and once you've completed that, and you can complete it at your own pace. I was considered a bit of a prodigy because I completed it in about 3 weeks, but that was a whole lot of caffeine, and they made the mistake of sending all of the coursework to me in one big swoop instead of sending me like one bit and then another bit and another bit. And when I finished it all up and all sent it back, well, apparently they were completely overwhelmed, not only by the amount of effort I put in, but also by the sinister forces which had been brought to bear to finish all that work up in such a short time. And frankly, they were more than happy to give me my degree just to get me the heck out of there. But once you got yourself your degree, and you're basically your bachelor's, whether or not you're married, they call it a bachelor's degree, then you got to spend a three-year residency, followed by a five-year staying out of town till the statute of limitations wears off, because not everybody is as enthusiastic about your higher education as the good folks at LSANMT are. They were pretty good about helping me get some of those, getting some of that stuff expunged from a permanent record, which is why I'm still allowed to go into the Walmarts, which isn't a good thing, because some days you just gotta get stuff, you know. I like Walmarts because they're open all day, all night, too, and they don't really mind if you come wandering in wearing a rune-covered cloak over your overalls, you know. Certainly not the weirdest thing they've seen all day long. But anyway, once the statute of limitations wears off and you're allowed back in town again, I got myself a master's in dread lore and a minor in general ritualistic droning. Now, I gotta admit, that was kind of a safety call because, you know, with today's market, there's always a good market for a good freelance droner. So if y'all are ever wondering about that, you want to get yourself a side gig, I would suggest looking into droning. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort. You can think about other things while you're doing it. And if you're, as long as you're not the one that's closest to the circle where the bit that they forgot to fill in is not filled in, and then the dark creature rises up from the abyss and reaches out and grabs somebody and bites his head off, you have a pretty good chance of escaping. I would strongly recommend, however, getting your placement through an agency, because they have to pay the agency before you go out there to begin with. So you're pretty well guaranteed money for yourself or for your next of kin in the unfortunate event that something goes remiss. But anyway, once I got my degree and my minors, and by the way, folks, I am putting together a drone on your own correspondence course. It won't get you the full doctorate, but it will get you a nice certificate that always looks good in your resume, and a little card that says "I can drone" on it with a little seal on it. And if you put your thumb on the seal, a dark, hideous voice in tones assuring the person who's looking at you that, yep, this guy can drone all right. So that's always a nice thing to have around. You know, it doesn't get all bent in your wallet too, which I'm very proud of, to be completely honest. But I digress. Anyway, so I set up shop here in my Anna Clary's triple wide down here in northern southeastern Texas. And it's up on stilts, and it's not up on stilts so much because it floods, although let's be honest, northern southeastern Texas is prone to having a bit of a high water problem, but so much as that it's not so much flooding as the ground keeps, you know, sinking away from the house there, and it can get a little awkward when you step out and you realize that the steps, which are supposed to lead from the front door down to the ground, are actually about 7 feet below where the front door is. And well, you know, one or two broken ankles later, you just got to put some effort into it. So we went and got one of those places that, you know, it's like the folks that raise your foundation up. If your groundwater comes in and it makes your house sink to the side and stuff like that, it's about the same kind of thing, except that you do have to chuck about 10 pounds of flank steak or 25 Nutria into the hole on the side of the house to keep the house level. Which is actually kind of convenient because, well, for one thing, you can't get away from the dang Nutria around here, and goodness knows I have tried. I mean, we discussed Nutria in a previous podcast, and once again, folks, I don't care what they call them. They are not that nutritious. Just don't even bother. If you need them to, you know, chuck into the devil hole to keep your house level, sure, go right ahead. Hit them on the head. Put them in a gunny sack. Put them in a cage, chuck them in there, make sure you use some kind of a prodding tool or even a pitchfork, because, you know, they'll bite onto anything, and you just fling the whole dang pitchfork into the hole with them. Of course, then you got to go get a whole bunch more pitchforks, and the folks at the Home Depot look a little askance when you start ordering your pitchforks by the dozen, but that's just a side note there. Now, anyway, I practiced for about 10 years. Well, you're supposed to practice for about 10 years, or, and I'm quoting here from the actual syllabus, until the old man nods at you on the street. Now, I gotta tell you, this is one of the more frustrating parts of getting your proper certification and recognition in your field, when they throw one of these random things in here like that, and you gotta continue to try to be the best possible dark necromancer you can possibly be, just in the hopes that you catch the attention of the old man so that he nods at you in the street, and they don't even go to the trouble of telling you what the old man looks like, or what his name is, or what his hours are, because let's be completely honest with yourself, if you go wandering just hanging out in the street waiting for an old man come up and nod at you and is not the right old man, that can become increasingly frustrating for you and every old man within the region, which is why it is that I'm not really supposed to be going out to the Strawberry Festival no more in Poteet, but that's a whole other conversation for another time. So once you get that nod from the old man in the street, they have a big old party to celebrate. And we did. We went down to South Padre Island, and we got ourselves out on the beach, and we had ourselves a really grand bonfire. Well, it was a bonfire because we didn't have anybody who was willing to be tied to the stake as a ritual sacrifice. And yeah, you know, these days it's getting a little hard to find volunteers for a good ritual sacrifice. And that's why we're not allowed out in South Padre Island no more. But anyway, once you get all that approval there, then you can properly set up your practice, get listed in the Yellow Pages, and then all the professional journals and stuff, and the placement agencies start paying more attention to you. You get yourself your robe and your with the hood and the little sigils all over it, and you get yourself a an arcane looking ancient ring with a curse on it, because, you know, well, what good is an arcane and ancient ring without a curse? I gotta ask you that question. You also get a lifetime subscription to Ranger Rick magazine, as well as a 20% discount at Denny's. And I gotta tell you something right now. When it is 3 o'clock in the morning and you have just worked your backside off trying to finish up some, you know, ritualistic arcane thing to make sure that the fabric of reality doesn't come completely unspooled before we find out what the pick six is, well, you're gonna eat yourself a good, a good Graham Slam breakfast, especially if they bring out that bacon and you ask them to do it really crispy. They'll do it really crispy for you. Now, I'm not talking about charcoal crispy, but, you know, it's got a good snap and crackle and pop on there. So it actually tastes like proper bacon. And what was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.